Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. It was very early in the morning, very early, and it was cold. And there wasn't much of a sound anymore. And the people were shivering. They were afraid. They were confused. They had no hope. They didn't know what they would do. For after all, just moments ago, they saw the Titanic go under the water for the last time. And after it was gone, there was just eerie silence. What seemed like hours went by as the people waited in their lifeboats. And some were screaming out and asking God to have mercy. And then would go silent. And then a person would sing a hymn and people would join in, and then it would go silent again. It seemed like there was little hope. And as they sat there drifting in the dark and in the cold and in the fog, not knowing if they would hit another iceberg, suddenly in the distance, through the dark fog, they saw a light. And they took notice. And they began to get hope. And as the light drew closer and closer, they could tell it was another ship coming to rescue them. And frantically, they began to row their lifeboats towards the ship, knowing that they had been saved and that they had been rescued. And then before long, another ship came and more people could be rescued. You see, it was the light shining in the darkness that morning that gave the people that sat in the darkness of the water floating on that sea hope in knowing that their rescue and salvation was at hand. It's kind of like life, isn't it? Sometimes life is like floating around in this lifeboat in dark water. I don't know, in darkness. I don't know if you ever experienced that, but it can be. As I look at the world today, I see darkness all around us. I mean, you can't even turn on the news anymore and not see darkness. I mean, after all, the news media knows what grabs our attention is the stuff that really grabs our attention. The darkness of the world. You can't even look at Facebook anymore and not see darkness, which is really sad. As we live our lives, there's the darkness of pornography that a lot of men struggle with and lust. There's the issue women deal with of whether I look good, whether my body's good, that brings women down, and other issues. There's those issues we go through in life of finances and health issues that seem like darkness. There's the darkness that can flood our life of what are we doing? Sometimes life feels so meaningless, doesn't it? I mean, why am I here? What purpose am I really here to fulfill? What am I doing? Sometimes it's the darkness of having a job that you hate. And every day you have to get up and go to that job and walk through it and step by step, and the darkness floods your life. For some of us, it's the darkness of having a bad marriage. Things just aren't good at home, but we put on our smile when we're in public. But at home, we're miserable. Sometimes that darkness is loneliness. I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but I have. Sometimes you can be in a room with 1,000 people, but feel so lonely because of the darkness that's inside of your own heart. And the list can go on and on. This darkness plagues us all. It's the world we live in, and it's here because we live in a sinful, fallen world, not to mention the darkness that our sin brings into our life. And we're all good at sinning, you know, holding grudges, forgetting about forgiving people, hating people, talking bad about people, gossip, and the list goes on and on and on. I mean, the scriptures say that there's sins we commit that we don't even know we commit. how much darkness we bring into our own lives just because we are sinners. And the darkness multiplies every time we sin. Sometimes living in this world can feel like floating around in darkness. Into the darkness of our world, Jesus enters as light. Here's the reality, my brothers and sisters. Into the darkness of our world, Jesus enters as light. Now you may say, wait a minute, you just painted this bleak picture of darkness that's in the world. And the reality is, brothers and sisters, there is darkness in the world. And that's what most of the world dwells in. But you and I, because we are Christians, you and I, because we have Jesus, you and I, because we've been baptized, you and I, because we have a Savior who's died on a cross, you and I, because we have a Savior who has burst forth from the darkness of the grave into eternal light, we live no longer in darkness. Sure, we get down. Sure, darkness may enter from time to time, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But the reality is, because of Jesus and because of his light, we live differently than the rest of the world. We live differently in knowing that the darkness we experience only lasts but a short time. We live differently in knowing that the darkness we experience can be dropped at the foot of a Savior in prayer, and he promises to hear our prayer and lift our burdens from us to bring us healing, strength, hope, and peace. We live differently than the rest of the world who lives in darkness because we can see the light of Jesus in that darkness every time we open God's Word and every time we receive the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. We live differently than the rest of the world because we know that we can put a smile on our face because we have something so great, so grand, so glorious in store for us that the darkness of this world cannot comprehend it, nor can it overcome it. And that's the gift of eternal life with Jesus. Not even the final darkness of death that seeps into our lives can take away the light of Jesus. Because as Romans 8 says, nothing separates us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not even death itself separates us from Jesus. You see, even though we live in a world of darkness, there is great and marvelous light around us. Through the power of God's word, through the wonderful gift of prayer, through the awesome, wonderful miracle of the Lord's Supper, we see the light of Jesus. And that light overcomes any darkness the enemy may put into our lives. You see, we are drawn to the light of Jesus when Jesus says, come follow me, like he did in our gospel lesson today. That day he said, come follow me, was most likely for you the day you were baptized. And you got up and you followed him, not knowing where you were going, just knowing that you were following him. Do you think the guys in the story today knew where they were going as Jesus said, come follow me? I mean, good grief, the sons of Zebedee just got up, left everything behind, left dad and said bye, and away they went. Immediately, it says, they followed. They followed Jesus into darkness. They followed Jesus through darkness. They followed Jesus into death, even their own death. But they did so knowing that the light of Jesus has overcome the world. So therefore, eternal life in heaven was theirs. No darkness in this world could harm them any longer. Come, follow me. And we hear the voice of Jesus calling once again to us, repent, come follow me. And here's the point behind that. Still yet, even though we live in the light of Jesus, there will be times darkness enters our life. The song we sang said, come, let us suffer with Jesus. Right? Because we will suffer. We suffer in this world because Satan wants to get us. He tries his hardest to keep us from seeing Jesus. And that suffering can enter in many ways. That darkness can enter as trial and tribulation. The darkness can enter as sin. But here's the thing. Jesus, in our gospel lesson for today, didn't end with saying, come follow me. He still calls out, and he calls out the glorious word of light and salvation when he says, repent. 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 What a beautiful word. As we are following into the darkness, Jesus' word says repent. Repent means to turn around. And as we turn around, we see once again the glorious light of Jesus shining before us. We see the cross. We see the tomb. We see the life of Jesus. And therefore, that light enters into our life and our hearts once again. There is great power in the word repent as Jesus calls us once again, sometimes moment by moment, and for me, multiple times a day, many times a day, repent, turn towards the light, live in the light, warm yourself by the light, live and love the light, because the light, Jesus, is with us now and forever. Brothers and sisters, it's a mean world out there. But the light shines, and it will never be overcome. The light shines in our lives by the power of baptism, through the power of the word, and through the power of the sacrament of the table. The light shines. And in a few weeks, the gospel lesson will be, you are the light of the world. Stay tuned for that, because I don't want to preach that message today, or otherwise I'll have nothing to preach in a couple weeks. But you are the light of the world. The light that shines through Jesus, the light that is Jesus, is also in you. In his name, amen.